It was in the old Taos Hotel in New Mexico. I'd just spent the night there on my way back from the Light Institute in Santa Fe and picked up a book in their little reading room. It contained this wonderful description. A poet is something strange and apart, a favorite of the gods, who have bestowed on him an extreme sensitiveness and sensibility like open doors and windows to subtle and delicate impressions that but bruise themselves against other men's walls. These he captures and coaxes to sing to him, and intoxicated by the beauty of their melodies, builds for them a golden cage and feeds them a honey from the sweetest flowers in his garden, till they, in their happiness, become so musical, fancying themselves in heaven, that Jove confers immortality on them. And swinging in their golden cages, they sing sweetly forever, lifting up the hearts of men in every clime and generation. As I read in the lobby, a lady sat down opposite me in a comfortable old sofa, about 4 feet away across a gently rugged coffee table. I had heard the desk clerk greet her as she entered and asked her how her writing was going. We smiled at each other as she sat down. There was a warmth and a recognition in the smile, and a knowing that we would each have liked to say something, but we didn't. I really would have liked to share that paragraph with her, but I didn't. Later, I passed her and a companion having lunch, and we again shared the "hi, old friend I've known forever" smiles, but didn't speak. A couple of hours later, I was sprinting across the street on the way back to the hotel when a car stopped to let me cross in front of it. It was her again. This time we both laughed and smiled and went our separate ways. Maybe we were laughing at fate and its three good tries and our ability to ignore them all, or the lack of courage that had allowed us to pass like two sheep in the night.